Om Shanti. So welcome to this workshop in which hopefully you will realize the deeper sense of the virtuous self. Baba has told us that the deities are all virtuous. And in many mulis, Baba speaks about the virtues and tells us that we should be virtuous. But how often do we actually go into the depths of that, become aware of what the virtues are, and really understand our expression of the virtues? Because as deities, this is our expression. It's the divine virtues. So we have to bring them onto a conscious level. You know, we all have certain specialities and certain virtues that from childhood we've expressed. But we have to be all virtuous. So maybe somewhere there's a virtue lacking. But to realize that, we have to go into the depths of virtues. So this workshop today is very much a workshop on sharing. Normally we do this workshop in a much smaller area. But because of translation, we're in Harmony Hall today. And it means that we won't be able to have the larger groups because you really need to sit and face each other. So I think we'll have to work in groups of three because that's easy to sit, you know, three together and to share. So you can change your seats. They're all the front seats as well, which makes it easier. And there are little stools in the front as well. So, you know, you can choose to sit elsewhere. So, the first thing we're going to do is actually a part which normally comes in the middle of the workshop. But to facilitate our grouping and to just bring us into some new energy, I'm going to ask you all to come up onto the steps on the side, take off your shoes, walk onto the stage, and then walk along the end of this white sheet with only your big toe on the line of the white sheet. So, everyone up to the steps, and then you can rearrange yourselves too so that you have groups of three or four and you can comfortably share with each other. So only the big toe. So what you have to do here is you have to walk like this. You have to walk like this. So your big toe, your big toe, your big toe. Just the big toe on the carpet. Big toe. Yeah. Like this. Like that. So whilst you're doing this, please become aware of what it takes, what is needed to actually perform this task. So stay in remembrance of Baba. Smruti, awareness. Keep your awareness and become aware of what it takes to walk along this. You can even walk a little faster if you can, but take your time if you want. Okay, Shiv Baba Yate. Everyone remembering Baba? Okay, and when you go back to your seats, find nice comfortable seats. If you can sit in the front on the couches, that'll be nice for you. And there are the little stools, you can also sit on those. And just know that, you know, you're going to be able to share in groups of 3 or 4. As long as you can hear each other. Okay, so those who have walked along the line, then write down in your notebooks what you observed. What was your observation? What did it require for you to walk along this line in such a way, placing your big toe on the line? Okay, see if you can form your groups of 3 or 4 whilst the others are walking along the line. And once you've written down, it helps to write down, it consolidates the experience. Write down what you observed about yourself, what it required for you to walk in such a way. And if you like, and if you've written those observations down, you can actually start to share with each other. I think some souls are sitting by themselves, if they can sit, and you can start to share your observations. What did you see about yourself? What was the experience like for you? So everyone sharing? You found someone to share with? Just have another minute or two to share. And then I'll ask some of you to share what you have discovered about yourself through walking along that line. Okay, so who would like to come up and share? We've got a microphone here, so you can come up to the front here to share your realization. Okay. You want to share? Come. Okay.
Okay. I'll admit my mistake. I did not walk there. But I walked, saw all the angels walking. I felt very light and very happy. Mm-hmm. And I will share for the group, the Tamil-speaking group.
Okay? Okay. All right.
What they felt was their full concentration was on the walk. They felt like Baba was with them. They felt very light, full of concentration, happy. There was a balance. They felt a balance in themselves. Okay? Om Shanti. Thank you.
Yes, I was walking on the path and I was just generating peace. And when I became body conscious, then I lost my balance.
Om Shanti. Full concentration on my steps. And also need courage because there's a fear, you know, whether we will fall down or what. So we need courage because we are walking at the edge of the stage. And then there is no sightseeing. Full focus. But only there is a question that during that time that we come into full action conscious whether I remember Baba or not. Not fully. The whole, no, the few minutes, Something to check. When we come into action conscious, are we remembering Baba, actually?
So this was very interesting, wasn't it? In that there were no side scenes. That there was full concentration. So what is significant in that? Actually, this workshop is on accuracy. Accuracy is one of the virtues. And if we have been listening to the Didis, what we observe is that they often speak about accuracy in the dharana. And that requires that kind of concentration. So it's through, and they've explained to us that through that concentration and accuracy on the dharana, they've been able to make a lot of self-progress. So that's why I decided that this would be the workshop that we would begin with, because if we're accurate, actually many other virtues can be activated. So, you can now just discuss amongst yourselves, your little group sharing. What does accuracy feel and look like to you? How would you describe accuracy? Because everything we have to feel, we remember something if we feel it. So we need to, from walking along there, we could feel what it was like. We can remember being accurate in that concentration. When there was no other side scene interfering, that's the beauty of it. Because actually, when we're looking at virtues, it also has a lot to do with the drama. Are we playing our part accurately according to the drama? So it requires smriti, awareness. So if you can discuss amongst yourselves accuracy, what does it feel like? What does it look like? Okay, how are we doing? Everyone discovered what accuracy is. Actually, when we think of accuracy and we look at this organization, we see that it's that type of accuracy that holds the whole organization together. And when we observe some kind of inaccurate practice, that's when everything starts to crumble. And it's when, you know, a center is able to maintain its strength through the dharana, not be flexible to accommodate any form of weakness, that it's sustained. Yeah? So who would like to share something on accuracy? There's a lot of chatter, a lot of conversation, so I'm sure that you came up with some really good stuff. Anyone can share something on accuracy? Some form of realization?
When I came up onto the stage...
Hold the mic up a bit.
Okay. When I came onto the stage, I wasn't thinking or anything. I was just going with it. Because, you know, when you're with Baba, you just follow. And you don't even have to think that is there. And also with the concentration walking there and balance. You know you can do it. It needs a lot of concentration and doing it the right way. Just following, going forward. And, you know, what better accuracy is walk with God and finish what you started.
Okay, so never giving up. Finish what you started and walking with God.
Thank you. If everybody in life was accurate, we would all become karmatit. Because when we work together in a center, when you have a lot of people, it's impossible not to see what the other is doing. We always want to see, are they doing what Baba has said? Are they doing what the work needs of you? Every one of us will forget Baba. It's very seldom that we can keep calling Baba every step of our duties. And it's in many of us, I don't think we can really say, Baba is always with me 100%. No. It's impossible, especially when you're in a group. If you're alone in a center, yes. Very easy, you can really feel you are a karmatit angel. I felt this many years back when I was alone in a center, running a center. And I really felt I was becoming karmatit. I never had dreams. I never had dreams, you know. I could get up and not much of thinking to do. But when I came to stay in a center, Asia Retreat Center, there was a total change. Automatically we are seeing, hey, Srimad, how many of us are following Srimad? Srimad is so accurate. But when you are in the center, what do you have to be? Flexible. We have to be flexible. We have no right to question another person's actions. There's so many things for us to go through in a center. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Om Shanti, we weren't very accurate because we thought the workshop was at 10:30. But we were accurate that we said we will attend still we are late. So I'm really glad we came because it's a very dear virtue to me that I think I would benefit a lot from learning. And to me, I think if I'm accurate, I'll have lightness. I will not be double guessing, you know, and I'll be carefree. Because I'll just be doing, knowing that I am doing it, you know. So I think that's the feeling that we'll get, a feeling of lightness, no double guessing and joy. Because there is nothing else to think about, but there is only the task or what I'm doing or is getting done is accurate. So that was my thought on it.
So that's, you know, interesting in terms of how, of our togetherness, isn't it? That we're looking at ourselves. Are we accurate? Am I accurate? Like Sister was saying, there has to be a certain amount of flexibility. And even in flexibility, there's accuracy. So in flexibility, we're seeing another virtue emerge through the practice of accuracy. And of course, when we're accurate, do we disturb others? There's no disturbance. So there's a lot of unity and harmony. But I'm sure that you're going to discover all of this through the workshop, make lots of other discoveries. So, right, I'm going to read to you the virtue, accuracy. I wanted to read you the virtue, the beauty of a person. This is Anthea Church on inner beauty. What is a virtue? Virtue is the beauty of a person. It is what makes them lovely and unusual. It is the color, form, and shape of their personality. It is the way they do things, the way they move, speak, and dress. They may have no money, but if a person has virtues, they will always seem rich. for everything that is close to them will be filled with quality. You could see how it impacts on others, can't you? Your richness would allow them to be filled with qualities. Virtue shines outwards into everything, into the body, into the environment, and ultimately into the fiber of the planet itself. So if for those of you who were at the workshop yesterday with Sonia, and she was explaining about the plants, how they have this fungal communication. Trees have this fungal communication between themselves, and how they will, the tree doesn't sort of exist independently. The tree exists alongside other trees because of this communication that happens between them on this fungal corridor, as it were. And she then went on to talk about how we ourselves also have that communication with another 100 or so, 150 souls, that our vibration is connecting with those souls who are close to us. So in terms of it filters into the body. You know, who has that experience that when we express something beautiful, or our expression is true, when we really have found that point of divine expression, it's even held within the body. The body then becomes a support for the soul. The soul has influenced the body, yes, certainly, and changed the way the body is functioning. But the body then starts to support that realization, that attitude, that idea, that thought. And then, of course, it goes into the environment and into the fiber of the planet itself. It fills what is empty, heals what is sick, and settles what is troubled. But underneath virtue must be silence. For silence is the gold that sets off the jewels and protects them from scattering. In silence, a person can see how the wealth is to be spent, where to invest it, and make its value grow. Can you relate to that? Silence? Being the gold that will offset all the jewels, all the virtues. There is a story that tells of an earth that was once peopled by men and women who knew instinctively how best to be with one another. And the story goes that the first of these was a woman, and she was called Lakshmi, which means goddess of wealth or virtue. And the second was a man, Narayan, the one who became perfect through the silence of yoga. When silence and virtue characterize the relationship between two people, there is harmony. When silence and virtue live together in one person, there is perfection, the karma teeth that we were speaking of. Perfection is a possibility, or there would be no word for it. So, all ready to be perfect, accurate and perfect. So this is actually a lovely description of virtue. And I just want to show you this. I don't know if you all know of this book, but it is the alphabet series Virtues A to Z. And if you're in centers and running workshops, you can run a whole series of workshops with the help of this book. It is a facilitator's guide to the spiritual library of virtues. So, and then you can actually, you know, take a photocopy of that and print it out and, as a reminder of how to access the virtues and what they mean. So, okay. So if you now look at and you can write your answers as well. How would you use this virtue of accuracy? What would be your spiritual aim with this virtue of accuracy? How would you use it in your daily life? How would you make it practical? Each and everyone has their own special activities. Not so? And you know what kind of your lifestyle, what your daily life is like. And if you apply accuracy to it, you know, well, see how you would apply it. This, but in a spiritual way, because there's also the aspect of silence in accuracy, in the virtue. So if you can write something down for yourselves, because everything, you know, I remember Denise once, I was discussing something with her, and somebody who had sort of gone off the rails a bit, and I'd said to Denise, but this soul was so spiritual. And Denise looked at me and she said, spirituality is practical. So actually, when we make any virtue practical, put it into practice where we can, then actually it becomes spiritual. So, yeah, if you can write down, make a little note of how you can apply accuracy in your daily life. And then start to share. Once you've done that, you can start to share with your little group. That's what the book looks like for everyone. So if you do want to get a copy of the book, you can get in Global Office. Okay, we already have somebody who's very keen to share.
Om Shanti. The thing is, we are doing it, it's a last minute, last moment. Then if you do the work, everything in a perfect way and accurately. That's it. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Whenever anyone is ready to share, they can come up.
Om Shanti. I just wanted to say that for me, inner accuracy in combination with inner silence helps to identify a wasteful thought or a wasteful feeling, a negative, yes. So if we maintain that accuracy throughout the day in combination with inner silence, we can very clearly immediately identify if something wasteful is coming or something negative, and then we can take action, inner action, and divert our mind, divert our feelings to something else. Thank you.
Okay, so that was a really nice realization that when we have that focus, we can more easily observe where there is waste, and we can quickly bring it back on track so that there's no, we're not going off track into the forests, the forests of Maya. Yeah. So anyone else like to share?
Om Shanti.
When I came to Madhavan, my first thing was to actually, you know, Amrit Vela, accuracy in Amrit Vela, accuracy in the Murli, accuracy in meditation at night time. During COVID, you know, when you lie in bed, everything just slips away. And you know, your thoughts are everywhere. You realize then that, you know, your accuracy is gone. Because then you're slowly slipping away. And silence when you sit with yourself. The silence must be very accurate, because if it's not accurate, it can also take you to places where you don't want to be. And then it also takes you away from Baba. And also, you know, detachment. Detachment from anything that takes you away from the accuracy of going forward. Also accuracy in your thoughts, words and actions. And then also the action, realizing when we are losing and coming back to Baba.
I share on behalf of the Tamil group. Okay, many of us are staying in a center, Asia Retreat Center. And the best of all times was COVID. Because when there are programs taking place, there's always unity and harmony. When people see us, wow, y'all are so united, so harmonious, because we have to get the program through. All our concentration is making it a success. So it's focused success. But when it came to COVID, where we had nobody else coming into the center, it was just the 30 of us. And we really had to work very hard to really get that unity and harmony, because every day, day and night, we are staying there. We have to see each other. And we had a very wonderful experience. Our chief cook, okay, you know, the kitchen is the most important part in any center. And there was so much of instability there. And suddenly the cook decided, Daddy Prakash Mani's day was coming, and she said, I'm going to go on a 1 month of silence. And when she did that, it really helped the environment. Every one of us were affected by it. We all became so quiet and silent. And everybody was just cooperating with each other. Even the brothers who were doing so much of work, because COVID is the best time for you to clear up the building and whatever, you know. And it was just wonderful. That was the best of our experience during COVID. Only silence can change us.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So bringing silence into action is a form of accuracy.
Om Shanti to everyone. In order to practice virtue of accuracy in our Brahmin daily life, we have to make sure that we follow Shiv Baba's Srimat. No Manmat or Paramat. Do every action or karma in remembrance of Baba and stay alert or cautious of Maya's obstacles along our way in our spiritual life. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So, okay, brother would like to share? Brother there?
Tôi nói tiếng Việt ạ. À, với tôi cái đức hạnh để mà kiểm tra sự chính xác á. Thứ nhất là tất cả mọi đứa con trên toàn thế giới đều hướng về một mục tiêu, mục đích, tức là chúng ta đi về thời kỳ vàng. Nhưng mà xuất phát điểm của mỗi người đều khác nhau, ở nhiều vị trí khác nhau và trên những con đường khác nhau để đi đến cái đích đó. À, người thì đi đường đá sỏi, người thì trơn tru hơn. Và rất là nhiều gặp gành đường biển, đường sông vân vân. Nhưng mà để cuối cùng là đi về cái mục tiêu chung là thời kỳ vàng. Tuy nhiên á, vấn đề để mà kiểm tra chúng ta có chính xác đi về đó hay không, thì cái cách mà theo ý tôi á là chúng ta kiểm tra cái đức hạnh là luôn luôn được hài lòng hạnh phúc. À, dù chúng ta đi đường nào đi nữa, dù chúng ta phải thanh toán nghiệp mình như thế nào, thì cái trạng thái của mình là nó đóng vai trò quan trọng để chúng ta biết rằng chúng ta đang đi chính xác hay không. À, đó là cái ý của tôi ạ. Và cái trạng thái hài lòng đó thì qua một cái bài Mơ Ly thì bà cũng nói đó là cái trạng thái đường bệ của những đứa con hoàng gia. Vâng.
Ông Shanti, in order to check the accuracy of our applying virtues in our life, all of the children of Baba need to work toward one goal, that is how to get to the golden age. And the starting point of each one may be different, and also the way for us to reach to our destination is different. Some can have very smooth way to go there, some maybe have very rough way. However, we need to check the accuracy of our going there by having one virtue, that is the contentment and happiness. And in one Mali, Baba mentioned about that virtue. You have the royalty in all of your actions. Yeah, so that's what he would like to share.
That's a wonderful point, you know, to keep the royalty in all of your actions. And, you know, sometimes we end up with situations which could create conflict, which could be uncomfortable, in which maybe Manmath can interfere. And if we talk about it, maybe Paramat can also influence that situation. So that point of royalty and dignity, for us who, as Brother said, our future is that of deities. And so for us, that royalty and dignity becomes really a very important practice. And I'd like just to share a little bit on that, because the way to do that is to watch the drama. We have to have that nischay, that certainty, that Baba is going to work through us. Many years ago, I read a muli which said, Baba is proving himself through you, so he cannot afford to let you down. So if we have that absolute certainty, absolute nischay, that Baba is going to perform that accurately through us, we can simply maintain our dignity, our honor, our nobility, and our royalty. So, if we're ever in a situation where there could be conflict, there could be aggression, there could be anger, there could be some kind of negativity, if we can keep that absolute accurate aim to keep our dignity. It means no ego at that point. And allow Baba to be active. So this works extremely well. I have this practice of it. And what I've observed is that when our aim is simply in an awkward situation, difficult situation, to keep that royalty, to keep our dignity, then things are resolved very, very quickly. Like the sister was sharing, that when that soul went into silence, all the conflict was resolved. And this is so clean, so pure, so accurate, and so easy. So, and Dadi Prakashmani, I'm sure everybody's heard the story, but you know, she had a situation where she was insulted and somebody was angry with her. And afterwards, somebody asked her, Dadi, but you didn't react, you didn't say anything to that soul. And Dadi said, no, I was watching my stage. So this is the beauty of being accurate. Being accurate is to watch our stage, not someone else's. Because it's only through us creating a stage that others can be caught in that vibration and that energy. And after all, it is our role, actually, to enable others to come into that experience of self-transformation, self-realization. So we have here a few little cards, and you can each have one of these. And this, on this it says, life is a dance. Accuracy, the steps. Identify three practical actions you need to take every day in order to dance your own dance and stay true to your aim. So to identify three practical actions. They could even be virtues that you would like to express on a daily basis that would enhance your accuracy. So, what will enable you to dance? After all, are we not gopes and gopis? We have to dance. What would be the dance of the deities?
Phương xin phép dịch cái phần của tiếng Việt á để chúng ta có thể nghe. Trong cái này là cuộc đời là một vũ điệu, sự chính xác là những bước trong vũ điệu. Hãy xác định ba hành động thực tế mà bạn cần có mỗi ngày để có thể khiêu vũ cái vũ điệu của riêng mình. Và hãy giữ cái mục tiêu của mình, hãy giữ một cách chân thật để với mục tiêu của mình. Rồi sau đó chúng ta đưa ra ba cái hành động cụ thể, thực tế mà mình cần làm mỗi ngày để mình có thể múa cái vũ điệu của riêng mình.
So now the cards are over. Yeah, maybe you can take a photo of the card. The cards are over. Who was missed out?
Joe.
We'll make a photo. Жизнь – это танец. Точность необходима для шагов в этом танце, сосредоточенность, да? Аккуратность. Определите три практических действия, которые необходимы каждый день, чтобы танцевать свой танец и оставаться верными своей цели.
Just another few minutes to see your three dance steps. You need these three steps because actually you're now going to have to do a little dance. Okay. So now, to come up, we have to create some space for each other. We can form circles of six or eight, but form a circle. We've got space down here, so if we can form, we might even have to use the stage to form some circles, and stand in a circle facing each other. Yeah, standing up, yes, standing up. Create some space for yourselves. Form a circle. Okay, everybody form a circle. There's space here. Find some space. If you can't find space, come up onto the stage. Take your shoes off and come up onto the stage. Form circles of about, six. Six is good. Seven, yes, good.
Six, exactly six.
Very good, very good. Wonderful, accurate circles. Accurate circles.
Yes.
Yeah, we need, thank you. Cooperation, fantastic. Okay, so if there's no space, come up onto the stage. Just take your shoes off and come up onto the stage. Yeah, we can come. Yeah.
A little bit oval.
If there's no space, come up. You need to. You definitely have to have a circle. All right. You need the circle.
Необходим круг.
There's space behind as well. Just be careful of wires. Don't interfere with stage decor. Okay.
Not Bluetooth yet.
We've got more space up here. And there's space here. So if you haven't got space, come up here. You need your circle. It's okay, they're fine. But there's a crowd there. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, right. Now that you're in circles, turn around so that your backs are facing each other. Okay. Now each of you, think of one of your actions and create a movement for that action. Okay? So create an action to exhibit, to show what your action actually is. So, for example, if you're going to dance every day, you can create a movement of dance. If you're going to just sit in tapasya all day, you can create that movement. But you know what your actions were, so now you have to create a movement to show that action. Yeah? Okay. Okay, facing outwards. Yeah. Don't face inwards, face outwards, yeah. Okay? You can create movement. And keep performing the movement. Do it at least 5 times.
Движение, которое отражает ваше внутреннее действие, там, дарующий, как он, дарующий.
So now you can face inwards again and show your circle your movement. No, you do your movement. You create. We're master creators. You have to create your movement. Okay, master creators. Let's see your creation. Okay, are you all master creators? You've all created some beautiful movement to show your action. Okay. Okay, we have the group of togetherness, the power of togetherness. Okay, we have the gopis. Look, the dancing gopis.
And my meant to be
yoga. Wah, Baba, wah. The power of togetherness. Wah, Baba, wah.
United with Baba.
Okay. Okay.
And also,
right. You can or you can take your seat. Okay, but you stay. You stay. Stay.
If
the others can take their seats, you can take your seats. Okay. Okay, you stay. All right. Okay, all right. Okay. Okay. This group, come here. Yeah, okay. How about this group? Okay. All right, come here. Come here. Okay.
In the head.
Okay.
Now I'll remember.
Okay. So now we have. Yes. Up. Right. So now we have two groups who are going to show us their performance. So they each individually created something and then they came together and created a movement together. How's that for the power of togetherness? Okay, let's see. I think that we've got a few deities on stage. What do you think? Okay. Thank you. Okay. See. And so now, are there any individual performers who would like to come up on stage and show us your movement? Any individual performers? Ah, so everyone performed together. I think in the next day or two we'll have our banner up, which of course is the power of togetherness through the connection of the seed, with the seed. So, for the final section of this workshop, back into groups and to discuss amongst yourselves what is the impact of accuracy on others. If I'm accurate, what is the impact on others? What kind of scenario does it create? So you can have a little group discussion. Then we'll have a 12 o'clock yoke, and then we can share, and then you can dance away. Okay, so the impact of accuracy on others. So you can all have some remembrance of Baba, of course, and also to let that feeling of accuracy go deep within to the self. So if a few could share not only the impact of accuracy on others, but what is the impact of accuracy on yourself? Is there somebody who wants to share?
So, impact on others and the self, what we discussed, like cooperation from others, contentment from self and from others, lightness. When there is accuracy, lightness comes together, and loving from each other, respect, harmony, finally unity.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because everyone would feel safe and secure, as you brought up. And where there's safety and security, there's trust, and of course then there can be unity. It would be nice to have one or two others share. What's the impact on the self when you're accurate? I think everyone's so gone into silence as a form of accuracy.
I think for me the impact on the self is joy, you know, and happiness. And I think that when I see others being accurate, or it inspires me, and I often think inspiration is a way of you know, spiritual love. Like, you're inspired, and you want to be also accurate. You know, there's that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, being accurate will encourage others to be accurate. It'll create a spiritual love, and that is something that at the end of the day we have to have absolute spiritual love for each other. So if there's no one else who wants to share, how about somebody who would like to share what the experience has been like for you? One or two. What has the experience been like for you? Don't be shy.
Could you kindly repeat the question?
Okay. What has the experience been like for you when you've been in the process of discovering a virtue, being able to express it in movement, being able to go into the depths of it? What is that experience? What has that experience been like for you?
All of them here, this Tamil service group, they're all very serviceable people. They have worked for many years with Baba. And for them, the depth of it all, after all the outer actions, whatever you face in life, the last of it all is Baba. They become just detached from everything. And when they come here, it is like everything is gone. All is past. We just learn to take care of each other and be cooperative and loving. All those past is gone, just gone. Past is past. It's just now, the present, that is important. Thank you.
That's very accurate. Past is past.
So as I was sitting and going through this, I was recalling how my past workshops have been in sometimes, most often in Madhupan, there's been a lot of, you know, gyan and talking, and I could never figure out how to, like, implement it when I go back, you know. But I think based on what I experienced yesterday and today, it is very practical. And I've only feel like I'm already working on it. So for me, the experience have been like I'm learning as I'm doing. And I don't have to like go and figure out my notes and then figure out which will never open the book. So that's been my experience, that it's very practical and implementable experience.
Oh, that's wonderful, because it's really the era of do it now. Now or never. And so, you know, if we can really put it into that, our vision, into our practice, into our experience, we're going to be able to hold it, and it really will become so much a part of us and really be consolidated. So, yeah, anyone else who would love to say something? Geraldine, are you looking like you'd like to say something? Okay.
Shanti, a very good practical way to explore virtues and bring them to our lives, and also something we can do with the other 35 virtues as well. So, yeah, very handy.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this book really is a fantastic guideline, and it has so many options, and you can, you know, obviously use it as a basis of doing virtues workshops, and put in your own little bits. And it's very good for souls who maybe aren't even part of the center, but for groups who are coming from the outside, who want some kind of inspiration, something practical, some form of understanding, they love these workshops. So it really can take gyan into the world out there. It's because it is very practical. So thank you very much for all being here and for sharing and for participating. And may you have wonderful experiences these next few days or weeks in Madhuban, and really experience everything deep within, and do it now so that you can hold it, take it back with you, share with others, and bring benefit to many. Om Shanti.